Blog Talk Radio.
Blind Minister of the Regime,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. In Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord, cherished and sustained of all the worlds. Merciful benefactor, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we worship and serve, and thee alone do we seek for aid. O Allah, please show us the straight way. We are those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favors upon, and not those who go astray. I mean, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Block Talk Radio Show, sponsored by Sister Tara Muhammad STEM School. Assalamu alaikum. Sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, and M is for math. Also, second sponsor, a co-sponsor, but I mean Muhammad, from Los Angeles, California. And we know that the topics are the removal of all images that portray divine from our worship. That includes racial images. And also second focus is psychological effect that it has on the minds of the world's children. The psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. And we have a new added on it, which is the reparation. So you'll be hearing some of that too tonight, inshallah. So now we want to start off with letting you know that if you have any comments or would like to contribute any thing to the Blog Talk Radio Show, you want to introduce us to something, bring something to our attention, a current event, what have you, and that it has to do with the message of concern and psychological effect that it has on the minds of the world's children, then please push 1 on your phone receiver. You'll be brought into the queue, and you can share with us what you have to share with us. And we appreciate your input. What we have today, we're going to try and see if we can get some readings done from what we have. So since it seems like now I'm talking to myself, I want to just turn this back on again until I can to somebody else. Okay, here's somebody now. Looks like Sister Karan is on. Sister Karan and Brother Suja is on. Alhamdulillah. We won't pass it on. I just wanted to recognize them. Just let them know that I see them. And right now, we're the only ones on. And theme song has been played. And I was thinking about putting it on again, since nobody was on but me. Okay, there's Brother Imeen back on as well. So if we see hands, then we can, Brother Imeen is on. Maybe he wants to speak and then go back to doing what he has to do, because he's a busy, busy brother, got a lot of projects going on, and I did mention that we would speak on reparation. So if he wants to start on that now, would be okay, and then he can get on to, you know, what he's doing, or if he wants to save it for later, still be okay, whichever one you decide. But I was looking for the Muslim Journal, the latest one that my husband brought back to me the other day. And we just did get a new Muslim Journal, and it wasn't that new, but it's here. But if Sister Sharifa comes on and she would like to help us read today, she can do that too. Feel free anytime we are on, she can come on, especially on Sundays and Tuesdays, and she can bring us some reading, which she feels that she wants, if she feels she wants to share with us or feel like sharing. You know, than have to. You know, that's just Mama Curtis that we're asking of her because she does it so well. She's always got something she can bring to us. Dr. Sharifa Muhammad. Okay, oh, here is my paper, right? Yeah, alhamdulillah. We have from June 24th until June 30th, Muslim Journal in our hands, and also brought to me the other day. We have very, very exciting topics in here, interesting topics in here. And I do want to point this out, number one. Okay, I see somebody. Okay, that's number. Okay, this brother Muhammad right there. And he has his hand up, and I want to acknowledge it in case he has wants to come on right away. Okay, there he is. Okay, well, I mean, must have did it. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum. Turned up. It's open, so open wide, as far as I know. Assalamu alaikum. Does anybody hear me? Assalamu alaikum. Does anybody hear me? I hope my phone was turned up loud enough.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I hear you. This is Amin.
Okay, you get me.
Yeah, I
good.
Hear you.
Good, brother Amin. I'm glad you hear me then. Good. Okay. So I do see that brother Muhammad Sharif, brother Muhammad. Yeah, that's not the other brother Muhammad. It's brother Muhammad.
Yeah, he may have his mute on.
I have his mic. Okay.
Oh.
Take off mute,
okay,
brother
is
Muhammad.
Is his mute on? Okay, yeah, his mute maybe on.
Uh-huh. Take off mute, brother Muhammad. If you want to speak, you have your hand up to speak. You are Sister Sharifa, one of you. Okay, anyway, until you get ready, then let me know if I'll look right here for an outfit. It says New Jersey holds record for most Muslims in elected offices. Muslim League of Voters of New Jersey celebrates African-American Muslims in government. And I see a long listing of that, long, long listing. And when I see stuff like that, it just makes me feel good because I was once there, too, in New Jersey. As a matter of fact, when I came here to Atlanta, I was coming from Nashville, Tennessee, by way of Newark, New Jersey, where I accepted El Islam during the time of Minister James Shabazz and the Voice of Thunder, they called him. And we were very active there. I was teaching in school there. Good memories. Okay, and I did mention that Brother Amin would be talking about the reparation. And there's a lot going on about reparations. Lot going on about that. Let me see in the papers now. So if he wants to start with that, before he can go on and do what he wants, and then bid us adieu, he can feel free to do that since nobody else wants to. Don't have their hand up right now, and I can always get to my reading. But I know I don't want to hold him up. So I know he's busy. So, brother, I mean, if you feel you want to go on with that now, you do. Count down. 30 minutes. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Well, maybe he doesn't. Like, yeah, go on with something else. Okay. Education part. And we got a business part here, too. We want to talk about at the last hour, 8 o'clock, our synagogue in Sierra Leone, doing business with us here in the USA. Okay. Well, Muhammad went off on me. Not went off on me, but I didn't know if he wanted to say something or not because his hand was up and now it's gone. Okay. I'm going to read that right here. Worldwide Champions, no, I'm going to read that. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. Young Brothers, I'm going to read that either. That's business. We keep it for the last hour. Here's the other one. Okay. Don't care, we wanted to read this by Brother Mustafa Mujahid, and it's on page 8 of the Muslim Journal, June 24th through June 30th. It reads, "Peace is the nature we come here with. So be patient over what they are saying and intensify the praise of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting and during periods of the night and at the ends of the day so that you may be content." Quran Surah Taha, verse ayat 130. It says, more than anything, we want peace. I really do. We want to be content. Allah made us this way. In the Quran, Allah says, "I named you Muslim. Peace is at the root of this name from Allah. It's right in the name. We can hear it and see it as well. Muslim, Musalam." And that's spelled MU-SALAAM. Muslim, peace. Islam is peace. Okay, Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, the prayers and the peace be on him, taught us that we are born Muslim. From the very beginning, we are about peace. That's our nature. That is what comes naturally for us. Peace is the nature we come here with. When we see otherwise in ourselves or in others, we know something has happened. Something bad. Something has influenced us away from our original nature. And that can happen to us. It does happen. One of the many blessings and benefits of prayer is contentment. Prayer reels us back in. Prayer gives us peace, real peace. Prayer connects us to our original nature. Not enough can be said about prayer. If you ever come up on a book or a presentation with the title, Everything You Can Know About Prayer, if you ever come up on that or something even close to that, keep going. Run if you can. Keep going. Run if you can. Everything you can know, really, everything, impossible. Not enough can be said about the value and benefits of prayer. The more we learn about our prayer, the more we want to learn about it. This prayer that we have is whole. Allah perfected it. It is whole and complete, and that's exactly what we derive from it, wholeness. No matter what's transpiring, our prayer can give us peace. Our prayers can give us contentment. We see this contentment in Prophet Yusuf's father. Despite the workings of his mischievous sons, his prayer kept him going. Prayer, Prophet Ibrahim is another example of this. His prayers kept him up to the monumental task in which he has challenged. Omar Mukhtar, another great example. You and I know his story when he was captured and sentenced to death by those who wanted his people and his people's land. All he asked for was enough water so he could wash or pray. Muhammad, the prophet, is the best example and model of this. he was known to be praying and calling on Allah whenever and wherever, walking, riding, and laying on his side. May Allah's peace and our prayers be on him and on them all. So as people, we have accepted faith. You and I are examples of this as well. Our prayers keep us going. Our prayers are our foundation. Prayer is our rock. It is the first thing that Allah is going to ask us about. Prayer comes first along with all that is in it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah bless us with excellence of this present life and the excellence of what is to come in the future. I mean, what's happening? Who's calling me? Okay, I see. Okay, to continue. Allah knows best. Thank you for reading these comments. I hope you find benefit in them. Be safe. Allah be with us. Peace be on us. Peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. His brother Mustafa Mujdeen can be found at AM360. www.blocktalkradio.com. America, American Muslim 360. Good to do that. Okay. Does anyone now like to, I think this Sister Sharifa right there. And maybe I can bring her in. Dr. Sharifa. Oh. Okay. So, assalamu alaikum. I just saw her. Did I see Sister Sharifa? Okay, let's grab her on. Yeah. Let's do that. This was this thing playing cross-eyed with me or something. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Area code 312.
Assalamu alaikum, Dahir.
Oh, okay, Dr. Sharifa. I thought that was you. How are you? Alaikum assalam, rahmatullah wabarakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Can you hear me okay, Dahir?
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
Okay, we've been trying to get in for a while, but you couldn't hear us.
Really?
Yeah, well, we were trying on my husband's phone, and we were trying on my phone. Oh, okay.
Well, his phone switched as soon as I got ready to call your name, and then this thing's board is playing tricks on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess our timing was off then. So, what article were you reading from? I was listening, but
okay. June 24th
right,
through June 30th. Uh-huh.
Right. But which article were you reading from?
I was reading from Brother Mustafa Mujahid, The Peace is the Nature. We come here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was reading.
Okay.
If you have something else in here you would like to read, I just wanted to point that out because that's very important to me at this particular time. Peace needs to be really with me. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
I can read what's on the education page.
That's good.
Okay, it's that's on good. Page 7. Well, that's not the education page, but it's on page 7.
Okay. It is another school year completed for Milwaukee's Claire Muhammad School. Okay. Ooh, they got a big
one.
Right.
They have a lot of nice photos. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
This one is by the Muslim Journal Newswire.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, on Friday, June 9th, 2023, graduation ceremonies and activities signaled the end of the 2022-23 school year for Clara Muhammad School, Milwaukee. Students, staff, family, and supporters gathered to observe and celebrate at the Wisconsin African American Women's Center. Prior to certificates of completion being given, other students who had excelled in various areas, such as in spelling and perfect attendance, were recognized. The program listed the graduates, of which 12 were completing kindergarten, 10 were fifth grade, and 6 Faisal Hassan and Medina Abdikadir, that's spelled A-B-D-I-K-A-D-I-R, spoke on behalf of the fifth grade, and Adan Abdi was eighth grade spokesperson. They spoke of challenges, but expressed gratitude and focused on bright futures. Principal Basima Abdullah gave her farewell words of encouragement and best wishes to the students and the school. She had formally announced her retirement at the Clara Muhammad School's 50th anniversary celebration and fundraising on May the 7th. The last 2 years were especially challenging, but under her leadership, Clara Muhammad School survived. Staff assumed dual or triple roles to get the work done. Sister Lakeisha LeGrant Hart has worked along with Sister Bacina in administration and is poised to assume leadership in the future. Inshallah, additionally, Sister Habiba Muhammad has matured in her role, beginning as school secretary and currently also serving as an efficient administrative assistant. Recognition is given to all of the staff with a special acknowledgement of Sister Demetra Wahid, who did the kindergarten presentation on the program. She is currently one of the longest employed Clara Muhammad staff, a member of the community since childhood, and a former Clara Muhammad School student. Attending the graduation were two former principals and pioneers, Brother Salim Elamine and Sister Amatula Umrani, and a former teacher, Brother Shakir Hassan. Loyal Masjid Sultan Muhammad pioneers and siblings, Sisters Rashida Ali and Addie B. Shakir, were present, along with their volunteer assistant, who is also a pioneer, Jeffrey Oni, O-N-I. Prayers were offered for the students at the beginning and end of the program, along with comments by Imam Fahad B. Muhammad. And that's the name of the article. And they have a lot of beautiful photos, you probably noticed.
And those little ones, right. The little ones is what got me for them, so many of them to be there like that. And I think it's the fifth anniversary that Sister Clara Muhammad in Nashville, Tennessee had, 50th rather, the sister that you're talking about that teach those children, the smaller ones, she was there, and she gave us literature too, and how to go about becoming like certified, you know, the all the paperwork stuff you have to have, and following the protocols and the necessities of being recognized. Legal school, you know, an effective school. So she's good. She's been there. Right? She's good. I remember her. Cincinnati has done a lot of good things for Sister Clara Muhammad School for a while.
Allahu Akbar.
No. And now I wanted to. Any more hands right now?
You're missing your brother. I mean, you said something about reparation.
Yes, when he gets ready, he's doing dual path. He's a multi-talent doing. Worse than Jamaica's a mine. He got so many jobs. So when he gets ready and give me an indication he wanted to come on, then I can bring him in. I don't want to. I may see him in, but I don't want to put his mic on until he lets me know that he's ready to speak on something. You know, since he's been doing so many things up. Yeah, he orientated me to that. That's one of the things he said when I first got on here, when I first started. He said, don't just volunteer. Just because you see a person on the board, you don't just volunteer and push his mic and bring him on, you know, open his mic if there's no indication that they wanted to speak, you know. It's like, to me, I felt...
That's right. That's correct. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. After that, I felt that I said, if you do that to me, it would feel like you're intruding on another person's privacy or interrupting. Maybe they're not ready, so don't put them on the spot like that, you know. If they're ready, they would tell them to push one on the phone receiver, you know, and then they'll be... That means they're ready to come in. That's what I've been doing.
That's understandable.
Alhamdulillah.
Sound like I heard the voice.
I didn't hear him yet.
I heard a voice. I heard some voice in the background just a few seconds.
Well, you know, he could be, he could have been on. I didn't hear him.
I'm going to press 1 to exit out of the queue, but I'll keep listening. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Risa.
Oh,
I appreciate that. I really do. I always look forward to your reading when I'm on. It helps a lot. Great incentive to me, you know? Great incentive.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay,
and
anybody else
listen to yours?
Well, thank you.
It's not letting me out of the queue.
It's not letting you out. You know, I don't know why. I don't know if it's my computer or just what it is, because a lot of times you can't put you back in the listening mode. You have to just stay. Yeah, the whole thing then. Thank you. There. Back in again. Does what it wants to do. It needs to be tuned up, I guess, the computer. Let's bring it back on now. Completely, the whole thing is gone off. Hang on, I can hear it from my phone, but not the computer. It's not up. Something keeps trying to intrude. That's what they want. Okay, let me do this one here. Just flip the light on. Okay, here we go. Come back. So I have kind of stuff up here. The Blog Talk Radio Show sign in. All kind of duplicates and everything. What is this thing doing? You can sign in on your Blog Talk Radio account by visiting their website. Why? Why I gotta go to the website? When I've already had it up and it took me out. Okay. I'm not gonna even think about Robert's Rules of Law. Anything can go wrong, will go wrong. I'm gonna think about the devil trying to creep in though. Giving me a listing of the days that we did sign in, Blog Talk Radio sign in. They got on from June to 6th. Now, what is that for? Uh-oh, I don't mean to be talking to myself, y'all. I'm about to sit here. I am. And then I guess I'm talking to y'all, too. I'm sorry about this. I'm just having it right here, but it was no doing of mine. Being just trying to come in and, you know, they're trying to take each other over, I guess. I typed in Blog Talk Radio sign in. I won't do it. Let me start. Hold on. Be patient with me, y'all. Okay, let me look at it. You can log by visiting your website and clicking on the sign in. I did. That's what I did. That's how I got in. Log Talk Radio sign in. What's going on, but all I can do is wait. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm trying to sign back in. It doesn't seem to want to let me. Okay, then we got the log talk radio show in. Sign in. Okay. Microsoft Bing search chat. Yeah. But you got that, yeah, you got a number, then you got monies for me. Is that money? Am I supposed to pay some money or something? That's what it says. Oh, boy. Well, I wish they had sent me a text message or something, or email. got time to talk now. I got the show on. Create your own radio. It tells me create my own radio show. It's got the prices down here and everything. It's time to put up some money. Oh my goodness. Why me today? Why me today? $39 a month for different things I can select. Why they gotta do this now? It's like trying to put somebody on the spot. Cut that out. Man. I don't believe this is happening to me. Now y'all see what I go through with this phone. I just told Akbar today earlier. I said I guess I'm trying to lay away me a apple. Look like the Hewlett Packard. Don't say any more. Hold up. Had it service once. And sure thing, and create your own blog, top 10 free blogging platforms. A whole lot of stuff.
Knock that over right now.
I knocked what over?
11, 2.
Oh, yeah. Blogging platform. Why they can't do that some other time? Why they gotta wait till today? $7.50 already? Sure is. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying to get back in here.
Okay. I saw Malaykum, Sister Daya.
Malaykum, Assalam. I'm trying to get back in here.
Okay. In other words, you don't have control of the board because we can hear. I can hear you clearly.
I know, I got the phone on and I'm trying to reconnect again with the board because they just won't let this blank out on me and tell me all kind of stuff, man. Get my own radio show and put the prices and everything up there and everything. That's what they did to me. But I'm trying to sign back in now. Not to embarrass me like that. Blog Talk Radio Show side. Again. You don't even see more come up. But they got a number here for me. They got my name up here. They got a number for me. 6985. Then they got dollar sign over there. Like I'm supposed to pay for it. You hear me, Balani?
I hear you. You good?
Okay. So what's the... Searching for Blog Talk Radio Show.
searching for Blog Talk Radio Show sign in. So you can sign in to your account on Blog Talk Radio by visiting your website, and I did that. Okay, I visited my website, and I pushed the Blog Talk Radio Show. And okay, it's coming up. Switch back off again. Well, see, I can hear you. I wonder if other people can hear you. It says Blog Talk Radio Show. It's just not showing up on the screen, you know, but it still says Blog Talk Radio Show on my phone.
We can hear you, Diane.
Okay, they can hear us, they said. So, brother, I mean,
yeah,
you want to talk?
Yeah, everybody can hear everything.
Who am I speaking with?
Putting in pain.
Come on, who's talking? Somebody said they hear everything.
Putting in pain, actually, again, I tell you the same.
I know who it is now because I'm playing around. Trying to get this thing back up. Playing around.
It's perfect. I could hear everybody, and we can hear you.
You can't see me. You can't.
I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm trying to get this thing in. If Brother Amin wants to go on, he can talk about the reparation. While I try to get this back up, it comes up, but then it goes right back off. Yes, we got to up some money, y'all. So we got to up some money. Man, I have no other guests on today.
Yeah, he could talk about, yeah, that'd be good because ain't nobody talking about it down here.
Awesome. Well, I mean, did you want to speak now? Or you just don't want to? Where is that? What was that noise? Did you hear that noise, Karan?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard it too? I don't know what that is, but that noise was. Oh, this is so awful. And even yeah, it says that you can sign into your account on Blog Talk Radio by visiting your website at blogtalkradio.com and clicking on the sign in button located at the top right corner. That's what I think of. Okay, you can sign in with your email address or username and password. That's what Brother Amin already has up there. If you don't have an account yet, you can create one by clicking on the Create Your Account button located next to the sign-in button. And once you sign in, you can improve your listener experience by interacting with other hosts in their chat rooms as well as... Good morning like that for shows to follow, or you can create your own broadcast and be live on the air within minutes. Guess you have to cut this one short. 5 minutes to 8. trying to get back on here and can't seem to get it back on. Cannot seem to get back on.
Okay. Salaam alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
Oh, Shuja's in the queue.
Shuja's in the queue.
Yeah, he want to speak.
How can you know that Shuja's in the queue?
Because he's my husband. I'm at the house with him.
No, I'm talking. Oh, come on now, Karan. I'm talking about I can't see it on the board. Do you have a board you can see?
No.
I see. Oh, so you're just going by ear. You're just playing by ear. Okay. So he's going to speak if he wants to. Yeah.
Could you hear
Shuja?
Say something, Shuja.
I hear him off a distance. Yeah, off distance. He'd probably have to come closer to his phone in order for the others to hear him. I hear him like off distance. I hear you, Bor, you know, better than him.
Let me let you hear my other
people.
Ask could you unmute me?
He said, could you you got him on mute, Sister Daya?
Listen, I don't have anybody unmuted because I can't even see the board. That's what I'm trying to do, get the board up and running.
Okay. You have all this.
She
said she can't. She having a problem with the board right now.
The board, I've been doing that for the past 10 minutes. That's what I've been saying. I've been trying to get the board back up. Just off of the computer screen. Can hear you by phone only. I can't see anybody. Can't see anybody or anything. I can't click anybody in or off or nothing.
What's the super with it?
What'd you say, Brother Shuja? Can you hear me?
You can't talk to her because she got my phone now, and she gonna give me her phone, and you
okay,
only
well,
can
on
hear
her phone. That's...
from her phone. So you got to listen to me.
Wait, okay, I understand what you're saying, but you listen to me for 1 second. I'm trying to say something to you.
Okay, let me give it back to her. I'm going to give it back to her.
I said to you. I'm trying to say something to you.
Give me my phone.
Oh, what it is that his phone, you couldn't hear a difference from his phone, so that's why
I understand all of that, Karan. I understand all of that. That's what I told you before when you told me that he wanted to speak. And I told you I can hardly, you asked if I could hear him, I said I can hardly hear him. He sounds far off. So then when he came to your phone, yes, he said, you have to listen to me from her phone. So you have to listen to me now. I said, okay, all well and good, but still listen to me for 1 minute because I'm trying to tell you something. So then he asked for his phone back from you. What I'm trying to tell you is I can't unmute anybody. I can't put anybody back, you know, onto anything like that, you know. I can't see anybody who wants to be pushed in, or who wants to come in, or indication that they want to say anything, because I can't see anybody's telephone numbers on here. I can only see what's on my screen in the on my computer, which is the space saver here. That's all I can see on my computer. I can't see the board. I'm trying to get it signed back in. But if he wants
so
to, he can go on and talk.
Okay, he said he
wants to.
You say you can go and talk, Shuja.
What?
She said you can come on and talk.
I stepped in an ant pile today. Here's Shuja.
Okay. I should make them.
Alaykum as-salam. Much love. Very thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, you want to go ahead? All right, I'm going to open up. with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that Allah is one, and there's no other God besides him. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. Prophet Muhammad is our example. He went through things that we're going to have to go through. And he showed us that it can be done. He was the example. He is the example. Praise be to Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. They could use him as an image. They couldn't establish shirk with the Prophet Muhammad. You know, I think the Satan's whole intention is to divide the races. You know, to establish one race as the family of God, and the other races keep them in a dependent situation. So we got this false worship out here. This is real. We got false worship. And we got false worship in the sense where intention is to grow and pull people out of position and cause confusion and disrupt things. And that's the whole movement, is to disrupt things intentionally. It's no accident. You know, Shaitan is our open enemy. Shaitan said that he's gonna show Allah. He's gonna show Allah that we, the human being, is not worthy. You know, he said that he was going to go ahead of us. He's going to get in our leadership direction, and he's going to disrupt that. He's going to come behind us, and he's going to disrupt that. And he's going to be on our right and on our left. And you know the Quran said that the angels writing down everything that we do. Everything that we do, the angels, there's one on the right and there's one on the left. And they writing down everything that we do. You know. So we as human beings, God gave us the free will. And it's a story going to be told. Every human being going to have a story that's going to be told. And either this human being going to heaven or this human being is going to hell. That's it. He going to heaven or he going to hell. You see? And the people out there that see what's going on as far as the image is concerned, they know. They know the truth. Only thing they can do is come on the show and cause confusion. That's the only thing that they can do, is come on this show and cause confusion. You know? So that's what time it is. That's what time it is. Our position on the message of concern is let you know the concern that I'm giving you right now. The concern that I'm giving you right now is that you have people out here see what's going on and know what's going on, and what we are doing, we are articulating it and let the people know that it's been dealt with. It's been dealt with. Don't worry about it. Shaitan is not getting anywhere. Shaitan has been dealt with. You know, all praise is due to Allah, and we got people says that can put up with Shaitan, and they can address some of all the things that he's doing. They can address it without any problem, but no problem. This is our responsibility to remove all racial images out of worship that portray God. That's our responsibility. And the way that we remove them, first of all, we show you the image. Then we go by showing you what they're trying to do or what they're doing. And then we show that whatever they are doing, it's impossible for them to get away with it. So what we do, we expose them. We expose them in front of everybody. It's time, brothers and sisters, it's time for us as human beings to get our share, in this dunya, to get our share of reparation, to get our share of establishing businesses. It's time for us to take our share of the earth that God blessed us with. Allah said he blessed us to be inheritors. So we get to walk up and be inheritors. And we're going to keep on talking like this. We're going to keep on doing what we have to do. And we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop, brothers and sisters. Shaitan is not going to get away. Shaitan is not the reality. Not today. Shaitan is a losing entity. Shaitan cannot be successful, and Shaitan is not going to win. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. And I'm saying that for the brothers and the sisters that is trying their best to present the truth to the peoples out here. Don't worry about it. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. This is just what Shaitan does. This is what he does. And we got to do what we do, you know, and that is to establish the truth, to stand up and represent the truth and fight for the truth. And let the people know that the truth is moving ahead, and the truth is progressing. The lie is losing its life. The people that is following the lie and trying to be obedient to the lie, they are falling. They're slowly falling out of position. You know, I'm telling you, I look at the television and different things like that. I listen to the broadcasts and the blog shows and things like that, and Shaitan showing me that they are constantly losing, that they are constantly losing. They are not winning, brothers and sisters. So let's keep on being believers in Allah. Let's keep on bringing the truth. Let's not get into other people's businesses. It's not our job to tend to the affairs of the people. But our job is to bring the truth clearly and be able to explain it. You know, that's our job. You know, and everything will be okay. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of Aishkanam alaikum.
Lega Master Nam, Mr. Jha, thank you so much for your input.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
I don't know if anybody else can get on the screen, get on there or not. I can't see to put nobody in. So if you hear me out there and you want to get in, I don't know how you can get in except for to call my telephone number, and I just put you on the another part of it, and everybody that's on the line can hear you. If they have their lines open, I didn't open the lines. I don't know. Oh, boy, what a mess. Still trying to type for them and never sent me any word yet. They're acting like they want me just to start a whole new show all together of my own, you know. I asked them why did they cut it off during the first hour of the show. And we can't seem to get back in. It flashed in one time, and I started to pull up the board, and it went right back off. I'm waiting for that answer for him to send me a message telling me why I cut off like that. Then they're going to ask me questions, what is the Message of Concern show about? And how do I contact Blog Talk Radio's support team? Now, why are they asking me these questions? I didn't ask those questions. I only asked them why did they, here's their response. I'm sorry, but I couldn't find any information about the specific show you mentioned. What? However, you can contact Blog Talk Radio's support team for more information on the issue you experience. Okay. How do I contact the Blog Talk Radio show support team? Wait a minute. You can contact the Blog Talk Radio support team by visiting their website at number one and filling out the form with your details and inquiry. You can also reach out to them via email at support@blogtalkradio.com. Wow. Generating answers for you. Whether I mean to come on, or maybe I'll call him and find out just what is it that I can do. I don't know. We have to just generate our own show, and just haven't paid him anything. I don't think that's the reason, though, because I'm sure he paid them. I guess. I don't know. Well, nobody else's Nobody else's mic is open, and they can't speak. Nobody wants to speak. If their mic is open, then maybe we just might as well close out. I'm asking questions now, trying to find out what's going down, what's going on, and maybe they can tell me, is ask me questions about what is a Blog Talk Radio. How do I... And they letting me know they going to tell me how I can create an account on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, wow.